The Mask of the Red Death by Edgar Allan Poe, adapted and performed by Rachel, Sam, and Delana. There once was a prince named Prospero. A plague called the Red Death had spread across his land. In spite of his fear, the prince invited 1,000 of his closest friends to come and live with him away from the plague.
You, my friends, I invite you to come and live with me and partake in festivities.
The partygoers continued with their revelry in all 7 rooms. The first room was colored blue, the second purple, the third green, the fourth orange, the fifth white, the sixth violet, and lastly, the seventh room was colored a blood red. In that room laid a tall ebony clock that chimed with the hour. Every time the clock chimed, the guests would fret briefly, but then continue with their festivities in the 6 of the 7 rooms, for they were afraid of the 7th blood red room. The clock struck midnight, and the 12th ring sounded. This time they did not continue with revelry, sensing a change in the atmosphere. Immediately they noticed an intruder due to his poor costume.
His figure was tall and gaunt and shrouded from head to foot in habiliments from the grave. The mask was made so nearly to resemble the countenance of a stiffened corpse, but the murmur had gone so far as to assume the type of the Red Death.
"Seize and unmask him,"
the prince ordered his guests. They were too frightened to move. The figure glided right past the prince towards the blood-red room.
"Fine, I guess I'll do it myself."
The prince lunged at the figure with his dagger outstretched. Before he reached his intruder, the prince fell to the floor, screaming in agony. The guests decided enough was enough, so they attacked the man. They tore off his mask to find he wasn't human. The people figured out it was the Red Death that came to take their lives.
"You are no match for me."
People started to drop dead one by one in front of the blood-red room.
"I came to steal your lives like a thief in the night. I have done my duty. It is time for me to depart."
The castle was cold and empty of life. The Red Death wandered around the castle, knowing he had dominion over all.